It's so funny how much I started this podcast because I really wanted to help other moms, but in reality, it just really helped me. I feel like this podcast really lifted me up in some of my darkest times, whether it was keeping me busy, you know, while I was feeling really down, or just having a connection point with people when I felt really lonely. Welcome to the New Mamas Podcast. This podcast was created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and to talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger and photographer by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. So, new mamas, let's do it. Let's kick off the episode and get to the good stuff. Welcome to the last episode of season one of the New Mamas Podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you some life updates, things I've learned in the last 8 months of podcasting, and what I'm excited for and hoping to cover in season two. But before we get started, let me set the scene. So I am super tired and I could have easily gone to bed tonight with Archie at 7:30, but I have so much to do that I couldn't justify an early bedtime tonight. I'm on the second floor of our barn where John has a music studio, and I'm recording this podcast in a room full of music equipment. There's string lights dangling from the ceiling, and overall, it's a really chill and like kind of romantic vibe, so I'm really digging it. I just wish I had a glass of wine. That would have made this podcast episode perfect. All right, let's start with some life updates. Oh wait, before we get to the life updates, I do want to share that I checked our most recent stats and we have 8,000 and I think it was like 8,100. So 8,100 downloads of New Mamas Podcast. So thank you all for listening and sharing the podcast with all your new mom friends and your pregnant friends. Word of mouth has really helped this podcast grow. And I'm just so encouraged by the interest in all the episodes that I am really, really excited to get to season two, but we'll talk about that in a bit. So let me just start with some life updates. Okay, so Archie is 14 months old. He's been so much fun. He started walking and it's completely changed the game. Like, I feel like there's just more opportunities to entertain him, and it just, walking, I feel like, has opened up his world. Also because I don't have to carry him everywhere and he's pretty heavy, so I didn't necessarily like want to carry him everywhere, but now we can like really go to the playground and he can explore, and it's just been so much fun. So I am loving this stage of motherhood. I can definitely see some little toddler tendencies. Like, he's been a lot more fussy lately. Like, he just like whines a lot more. He's never been like a super whiny baby. Like, I've been really lucky. He's been pretty happy-go-lucky, and I think as far as like a lot of babies' temperaments go, he is still pretty chill, but I have definitely noticed that he's been a lot more whiny. Like, tonight he was just so whiny. Like, he like was whiny in the bath, he was whiny at dinner, threw all his dinner on the ground. So I don't know, it's been interesting. I feel like our parenting styles, like, and I mean like John and I are on like pretty much the same page when it comes to parenting style, which has been really great. I think we just pivot. Like, if something isn't working, if he's like freaking out or having a tantrum or whatever, we just like pivot. We're like, all right, this isn't working. What's next? Like, let's just keep problem solving until we figure out what's wrong. Because, you know, and then we go through the checklist. Like, is it diaper? Are you hungry? Are you tired? Do you want a drink? Like, there's like a whole checklist of stuff. And sometimes when we go through all of the checklist items and he's still fussy, then, you know, you just have to get creative. Like, maybe it's an entertainment thing. Like, the other day it happened and we just brought him outside and then he got really happy and he just wanted to walk around outside. So it's been kind of surprising to me. Like, we're not too bothered by the crying and the whining. It's kind of just forced us to be problem solvers, and in a way it's been kind of fun to, I mean, it's like fun and jest, right? It's like fun as in like when you travel and, you know, when you travel and everything goes wrong, but it's like still kind of fun. Like, it's like that. Like, he's like, Archie's like crazy and throwing a fit, but it's still kind of fun because you're actively trying to problem solve. But let me tell you, being like problem solving all day long is so tiring. Like, there are some days that I, like on the weekends usually, because during the week he's at school, I'm at work, but during the weekends, when you're problem solving all day, you get to the end of the day and you're just wiped out. So that's been interesting, but it's been overall really fun. I've been loving the tabby, right, toddler baby stage, and I can only imagine it's going to get even more exciting as he gets older. So yeah, it's been fun. So on another note, have you ever worked out and you've just had this like big cheesy smile on your face? Well, that's kind of how I was like the last few times I rode my Peloton. Like, I've been taking a class with Cody Rigsby or with Allie Love, and I just get this like big smile on my face. I just feel so freaking happy, and I couldn't say that about the gym I was at. And I think I half started going to this gym because I'd wanted to make some friends. Like, gyms, you know, making friends as an adult is really challenging. So one of the reasons why I started going was to make friends, but I have been going since March and I haven't really made any friends. And yeah, so I don't think it was the right vibe for me, sadly. But oh well, sometimes you try new things and it doesn't work out. And you know what? That's okay. Right? That is okay. Anyway, also about talking about starting new things. Sorry, I'm like so weird. I think I'm just really tired. Starting new things. I also started therapy. Finally, if you've been listening to this podcast from the beginning, then you know, like, almost every single episode I've been saying something like, it's been on my to-do list to find a therapist. And I'm so pro therapy, and I feel like everyone should get therapy, but I desperately needed it. I went through crippling postpartum anxiety. That was when I needed it most. Why didn't I get it? I still don't know. One of the first things my therapist said to me was, do you want to unpack why you think you didn't get therapy when you needed it? And I was like, gosh, like, honestly, I think I was just so like in the thick of everything, and it was the middle of COVID, and it was just crazy. But anyway, my therapist is amazing. We had a few sessions and it's felt really great to just have someone to talk to. And I'm just so excited to start the therapy process. What I love most about her is that she's easy to talk to. And I was really open also, our first session, I just like dumped all of my goals on her, which I hope I like didn't overwhelm her. But basically, my goals are to work through my general day-to-day anxiety, body image issues, the way I digest social media. I'd love to have a more positive relationship with social media. And I know that this might sound really, you know, one of my challenges is that my full-time job, I work in social media. So my day job, I run influencer marketing for a tech company. So I'm in social media, but then I also have been using social media as an outlet for such a long time now. It's part of my blogging persona. It's part of this podcast. So I don't want to give it up. So it's just a way of finding a healthy relationship and a healthy balance with social media. And then most importantly, just building a strong relationship with my therapist. So when I do get pregnant again, I have someone to lean on for postpartum. So if you're like me and you've been wanting to find a therapist for so long and it's been on your to-do list for forever, this is your sign to go and do it and start looking, because if I can do it, you can do it. So that this is your sign. And then just a few other little random updates. I've been enjoying watching The Bachelor. Like, I don't know, I've always been a big fan of The Bachelor franchise, and I never, like, fun fact, like, I've been watching The Bachelor for almost a decade. Actually, no, literally, I've been watching The Bachelor for a decade. When I was 22, my friend and I used to get together, maybe even younger, but we used to get together every Monday night and have this huge charcuterie spread and drink wine. Like, when I used to live close to my friends up in Boston, we would do this, and it was so much fun. So I've been watching the franchise for a decade, and I never have watched an episode of Bachelor in Paradise. But I just started, and you know what? I'm into it so far. I think it's interesting. I'm really interested in relationship psychology, and I think that's why I really like the Bachelor franchise, because I just love shows about love and then human beings as, like, being so complex and not fitting into a box and not, you know, being entirely good or entirely bad and having past traumas that, you know, come out in relationships. I'm just so interested in all of that. So I think that's why I like shows about love. But I'll end there, because I'm sure everyone listening who doesn't like The Bachelor is probably super bored. So let's move on to the next thing. I also have been reading a ton. I like to read before going to bed, and that's when I get most of my reading done. So one of my biggest pieces of advice, baby monitor. Oh no, it's dying. Hold on a second. One second while I run this baby monitor down to my husband so he can plug it in and watch the baby while I finish recording this podcast episode. Okay, I am back. Thank you for your patience. All right, so we were talking about reading. Anyway, sometimes people ask me, like, how do you find time to read? Like, life is so busy. How do you find time to read? So my biggest piece of advice, and this is unsolicited, if no one asked for this advice, I'm sorry. My unsolicited piece of advice to read more is to buy yourself a cheap Kindle. I have the Kindle Paperwhite, and it was like $99. And then substitute your time on your phone that you would normally spend on your phone. Oh, sorry, I'm out of breath from walking up the stairs. Substitute time, the time that you would normally spend scrolling on your phone, do it on your Kindle. And let me tell you, just doing that, I've been getting so much reading in, and it has been fantastic. Okay, let me catch my breath and let's shift gears and start talking about the podcast. Enough about me. Okay, so it's crazy getting to the podcast. It's crazy to think about that I started working on this podcast when Archie was just 4 or 5 months old. I didn't officially launch until January of 2020, but I started recording guests well before that, and because I was trying to figure out my recording and editing workflow, and that was a tremendous undertaking, just figuring all of that out. And wow, like, thinking back to those moments, I remember one of my first guests, Alyssa. We did the Working Mom episode together, if you remember. It was one of the first episodes. And at the time, I was still juggling Archie at home while working a full-time job and then also trying to figure out how to launch this podcast. And one of the things that she said to me was how her life totally changed when her son went to Nanny Share. And the anxiety I felt at that moment when she was encouraging me to get help during the day, because I was sharing with her how overwhelming it was juggling Archie and a full-time job, and she was looking at me like I was insane, and she's like, I don't know how you're even able to do that. And the truth is, I wasn't. It was so hard. It was hard. And I know a lot of moms listening have probably had this experience of juggling their babies and working full-time, and it's a thing. So claps to you, mama, if you have been in that boat. But anyway, because of her, because of having that interview with Alyssa, I was inspired to look into childcare options because I was getting to my breaking point around juggling Archie. But And it wasn't easy, right? It was so hard. I remember crying. I remember one morning I was just crying uncontrollably. Like, oh my God, I'm going to tear up. But like, it was maybe 2 weeks before Archie was meant to start daycare. And I imagined driving home from daycare with an empty car seat. And I remember like asking my friends, like, or I don't know, I just like posted on Instagram, but I was like, what? And so what? What am I supposed to do? Just drop him off at school and then just drive home with an empty car seat? And I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what it is, right? You drop your kid off, like, that's what it looks like. But just the thought of, like, looking in my rearview mirror and not seeing him. Sorry, I'm crying. Oh, my God. It was heart-wrenching for me. So I feel like my motherhood journey has been, there's been so many moments like that. Moments of, you know, that dread, that anxiety. And then being able to talk to people who have been on my podcast and who have had similar experiences and been able to share things with me that have helped me. That it's so funny how much I started this podcast because I really wanted to help other moms, but in reality, it just really helped me. I feel like this podcast really lifted me up and some of my darkest times, whether it was keeping me busy, you know, while I was feeling really down, or just having a connection point with people when I felt really lonely, because the pandemic was extremely lonely for a new mom. And not only was I new to motherhood, but I'm new to this area. I'm not native to New Jersey. I don't have any friends here. So it was just lonely all around. So my podcast just gave me that outlet and that connection to be able to talk to people on a more intimate level than on Instagram. Like, of course, you know, I have a really great community on Instagram. And ironically, actually, not a lot of people are our parents, because most of my audience came from my food and travel blogging days, mostly my travel days. So yeah, I'm still building this community of parents, and it's been really positive. So that has been one thing that, oh man, I went from like laughing to crying in like 30 seconds. Whew, okay. But just saying, like, having guests like Alyssa have just really helped me, just learning from everyone's experiences. And I've learned so much from each and every one of my podcast guests. So if you're listening and you have been a guest on my podcast, I want to give you the sincerest of thank yous. On the subject of guests, I've learned a few things. So some people will reach out and want to be guests because they have a genuine desire to tell their story and to help other moms. And then some guests will just want to be on the podcast to push their product or their business, or so they can say that they've been on a podcast and add it to the list of appearances. And when I first started podcasting, I said yes to everyone and every subject. I just said yes because, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was honored and thrilled that people wanted to be on my podcast. So I just said yes. But then what happened was I had a few guests come on who were totally inauthentic and who just wanted to come on to push product or push their business. And honestly, I have a few episodes of women who came on and I didn't even air their episode because it was so apparent that they never bothered to listen to an episode of the podcast. You know, I'm not asking for everyone to, I mean, I don't know. If you want to be on a podcast, I imagine you've listened to at least one of the episodes, right? Like, I feel like I can think of a couple podcasts that I would be honored to be a guest on, and I've listened to episodes because I just feel like that's the right thing to do. Like, you want to get the vibe of the host and understand what kind of questions they're going to ask, or what even the tone of the podcast is, right? Is it light and funny? Is it very serious? Can you crack jokes? Can you use curse words? Like, there's like, I feel like before you're a guest, before you be a guest on a podcast, you should listen to an episode, because there are all those things, and you want to be able to match the vibe, or you just won't resonate with the audience, right? It'll be a waste of everyone's time. And that's honestly kind of what happened. Was I had people that came on, they didn't listen to an episode, and it just, the episode, upon listening back to the episode, it just wouldn't have worked with my audience. You all who are listening, you know, we don't want to shy away from the hard stuff. We want to hear the raw and the real, and we want to get down. Like, we really want to hear what's in your heart and what's in your soul. Like, if you get emotional, like, that's the connection that we're craving. I think collectively, as, you know, this, the New Mamas podcast listener base, I've had you all share with me that that's what you love, is you love to feel the chills that go through your, you know, your body when someone says something and you're like, gosh, I feel like I'm listening to myself. Like, that's what we want. So when someone comes on and they very much just want to push their business, it's not a good fit, and it's a waste of everyone's time. That's not to say that I've had a lot of business owners on the podcast. And you know what? If you've listened, if an episode has gone live, it's because there was, it's for a reason. Like, I didn't just blindly go live with every episode. So just so you know that, I'm really careful about what does go live, because I invest in it. So, like, and maybe this is a good segue into the next topic, is season, like, this podcast is self-funded. So I was doing a lot of the editing in the beginning. I found that that just wasn't scalable as I was working full-time. Like, I don't have to tell you all the stuff I do, but you know what I mean? Like, working full-time and doing podcasting full-time, not gonna work. And so I hired an editor, and it was the best decision of my life. Like, I mean, okay, maybe that was dramatic, but actually she's going to be listening to this. So hiring an editor, I mean, it was honestly the best decision for this podcast, because I wouldn't have gone 8 months without missing a weekly upload if it wasn't for having an editor, just because I my job is so busy. So yeah, it's been great to have an editor. She also does the Instagram reels that I have created for our Instagram, so we can share the episodes and just all like the general little branding and graphic stuff. Like, my podcast editor / graphic designer, she does help with that. She also manages my Pinterest, and then she also posts the episodes to my blog. So it's been so helpful having her. It's all self-funded. And then I also pay internet rent. I pay Buzzsprout, my provider, $18 a month for just the ability to have somewhere to upload the episodes. So anyway, long story short, I'm hoping to get some sponsors. I've been sleeping on pitching, so I haven't been actively pitching for sponsors. So a lot of that is on me. Like, bad on me for not doing that, but maybe that's what I can do during my break between seasons, is spend the month of September and try to get a few sponsors on board for a couple episodes, and yeah, just see what that's like, and if we can offset some of the cost of producing a podcast. And then finally, let's move on to just topics that I hope to cover in season two. So something that I mentioned that I'm really passionate and interested about is relationship stuff. And those podcast episodes did really well. We had two episodes that talked about navigating your relationship in the newborn stage, or navigating your relationship after baby. Those episodes did phenomenally. And what that tells me is that a lot of people are looking for resources on that. I mean, who wouldn't? I always am. Like, John and I are always navigating some sort of new stage of parenthood together. So I think it is really great to have those. And I learn every time I had a guest on to share about their relationship expertise, I learned something. So it's something that I selfishly also would love to have someone on. So if you know anyone, send them my way. The other topics, of course, that I feel like we actually didn't even get a chance to discuss on season one were the topic of miscarriages and loss around miscarriages and fertility. We've had a few guests on that maybe alluded to their journeys around having miscarriages and infertility, but there is definitely an opportunity to do more of a deep dive into those topics and just hear those stories. So that I want to make sure that I do really important communities like that justice in sharing those stories. So that those are topics that I would love to cover. And just overall, I want to have more thought-provoking conversations about motherhood. I don't want to shy away from the hard stuff. I really want to face hard topics head-on. So my podcast editor, I don't know, I call her like my editor, my producer, my graphic designer. She's just like a woman of all trades, and she's fantastic. But her and I had a little meeting where we started a Trello board where we have a lot of different topics that people sent in that they'd like to hear about. So I have a whole list of subjects that I'm hopefully going to be searching for the right guests for. So stay tuned. I think the next season of the New Mamas podcast will be a bit more, I don't want to say thoughtful because I did put a lot of passion and thought into season one, but I think it will be laid out a little bit differently. I'm still toying with the idea of having a guest host, and the way I might do it is have a guest host for certain topics that people are interested in. So I know that a few people reached out with interest in being a guest host. So we'll see. The other thing I'm deeply passionate about and going to continue to do is to have more diverse voices and equality and representation of voices on this podcast. As someone who's multicultural myself and multiracial, I don't hear a lot of voices like mine in the podcasting world. A lot of the top podcasts out there are all by Caucasian men and women. So it's really nice to elevate the voices, our voices, and to have just more diverse voices on the podcast and in the media. Because I just said 20,000 times. But just even thinking of all the podcasts I listen to, most of them are from the perspective of a white, you know, woman or white male. So it's just, I like making sure that I'm really aware of the people I bring on this podcast and to make sure that diverse voices are being represented in my guest lineup. So, wow, I'm like out of breath. I laughed. I cried. I don't even know how long I've been recording. But I will say that I just want to say thank you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to my wonderful producer, editor, graphic designer, whatever she wants to call herself, dub herself. She's been such a huge help. Thank you to my husband for helping me kick off this podcast and helping me with a lot of the complicated audio issues. And my parents. Thank you to my parents for listening each week, even if the topics are uncomfortable for them to hear. I remember my mom like called me freaking out one day, telling me that I share too much on the podcast. And I was like, no, mom, that's the problem with motherhood. Like, people don't talk about all these hard issues. And what happens is women and mothers just end up feeling really lonely because no one talks about the hard stuff. And I think my mom asked, like, well, what will my work people think? Like, what will people at work think? And I said, I think they will think that I was about to say a bad word. I think that people at work will think that they wish they had a podcast like this when they were going through their motherhood journeys. So that's it. I am definitely not, I don't feel any shame or embarrassment about anything that's talked about on the podcast. I feel like as a society, we need to become more comfortable with talking about the uncomfortable. That's something that one of my guests, Marina, said in one of our latest episodes. I think that's so true. I just think that that's the connection point as human beings, right? Like that's breaking bread. It's those hard conversations we have together that are what bring us closer. Like no one bonded over talking about the weather or even only talking about the good stuff. It's that yin and yang. Wow. It's that yin and yang, that rain and sunshine, right? That the opposites that really make life life. Like life is all about peaks and valleys. That's how you know you're alive, right? When you see your heart monitor, you see like the spikes, like that's how you know you're alive, the peaks and valleys. So we have to talk about the hard stuff. And that's what I want to do on this podcast. I want to talk about the hard stuff. So if there's any topics that you didn't hear me talk about that you would really love to hear, just send me a DM. And that takes me to the last part of this podcast episode. I'm going to be taking a month-long break, but we will be back in October with new episodes, and I'm just so excited to share more with you. And in the meantime, make sure you're following us on Instagram. So my personal account is at Lina Forrestal, LinaForrestal. And then follow the New Mamas Podcast. That's actually just at New Mamas Podcast. And the last way that you can help us out is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It just really helps us get found. And the last thing, did I just say the last thing like 12 times? Last thing, share this podcast with a mom friend or a pregnant friend. Word of mouth has really helped us grow this community. So anything that you can do, share an episode that you really liked to your Instagram stories, share it to a group or a mom friend, post it in a Facebook group. Those little actions just really help me grow the podcast, which could really help me potentially get some sponsors so I can at least break even with the self-funding cost. So you see how it's like this big cycle. But anyway, thank you all for listening to my like crazy last episode of season one. I feel like I was so crazy this episode. Yeah, but thank you all. I really appreciate you. And listen, I will see you in a month. I will see you again soon. So catch you on the podcast soon. But until then, I'll see you on Instagram. All right, bye. Thanks for joining us this week on the New Mamas Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Have a friend that would like this podcast? Share the love. Stay in touch. Definitely give us a follow on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast. I'd also love to continue the conversation with you on my personal account, so let's be friends. Slide into my DMs at Lina Forrestal. Finally, be sure to check out my blog at linaforrestal.com for all things motherhood, homesteading, and recipes that both you and baby will love. Thanks again, and stay tuned for next week's episode.